Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we discuss the chapters and the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you very much for coming over.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
We are on chapter 82 of the Quran, and this is the last episode, I'm afraid, that we'll have on this chapter. Let's listen to verses 13 onwards from this chapter, and we'll be right back for the discussion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Innal abrara lafi na'im.
Indeed, the righteous will be in pleasure.
Wa innal fujjara lafi jahim.
And indeed, the wicked will be in hellfire.
يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ.
They will enter to burn therein on the day of recompense.
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ.
And never therefrom will they be absent.
وَمَا
And what can make you know what is the day of recompense? Then, what can make you know what is the day of recompense?
وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ.
It is the day when a soul will not possess for another soul power to do a thing, and the command, that day, is entirely with Allah.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 13 to 19 of chapter 82 of the Quran. So God has explained about the Day of Judgment, how we will be held accountable for the smallest of our deeds. He's explained that there are guardian angels writing the tiniest of the things that we did, our intentions. Verse 13 reads, "Truly the pious shall be in bliss, and truly the profligate shall be in hellfire, burning therein on the day of judgment, and they will not be absent from it." It's a comparison of the bliss that the people, the pious, shall have after living, what, a few decades in the world, being careful, and the disaster, I would say, that the disbelievers would have to experience, because they had fun for a few decades on earth, but then the eternal catastrophe that they would have to bear.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also waking up that innate that human beings have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's just, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put the abrar, the pious, and the vicious or the fajjar in one place. It is not justice to put those who did so many tormenting, so much tormenting, so much oppression into one place. When I was young, I used to read these verses, such verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put the, you know, does not equal or does not put them in the same place and stuff like that, like in this verse. And I would kind of think between myself, what is the point of stating this out? Then one day, I was also still young, I read a comic actually. It was a political comic. It was like, for example, all these bad people, Hitler, Osama bin Laden, even Saddam Hussein, you know, all these people, all of them were in heaven together and they were chit-chatting. And then all the people that were being oppressed were also in there. And I don't know what went there, but it was a joke, it was a comic. And then it really just popped up to my mind that there are some people out there who kind of believe in this concept that, okay, we will fight in this world. There will be oppressed and oppressed. There are people who do good and do bad. And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. He will let us all enter heaven. People will sin and do this and do that. And people will be pious and will be devoted, truly devoted. And all of them will be in hell. All of them will be in heaven. And that is kind of, you know, in contrast, and it's kind of conflicting with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Where's the rights of these people? Where have the rights of these people gone? Those people deserve to be in hell. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out to this clear idea, this clear concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put these two together.
The outcomes will be very, very different. Yes. Thank you very much. Let's take a break. This is IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. We'll be back just after the break.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 82 of the Quran. On verse 16, it says, and they will not be absent from it. It's about the disbelievers. What does it mean that they will not be absent from it? Because it's saying that they will be burning therein on the day of judgment.
This verse is pointing out to the fact that there is no exiting hell. For some, not for all. Right? And this topic we'll be talking more about when we have the chance to talk about al-mustadaf, al-jahannamiyun, some people who sin, when we talk about intercession and stuff like that. We'll talk more, inshallah ta'ala, about this topic.
Thank you very much. And the next verses read, and what will apprise thee of the day of judgment? Then what will apprise thee of the day of judgment? Twice, repeated twice. So it's saying that there's no way to get out of the day of judgment.
We talked about this before. ما أدراك يوم الدين, ما يوم الدين. We talked about this kind of concept before, the way that you speak. Like, this is not just saying that it's not a literal question. It's actually in the form of a question to kind of what?
A rhetorical question.
It's kind of to emphasize about this topic. Like, oh, Rasulullah, what will let you know? Like, for example, honey, do you know what you did? My child, do you know what you did? He knows what he did. I know what he did. But why am I saying this question? To say that you did something very big.
Terrible.
Right? So it could be good. The way that you say it.
Yeah.
Because the way that you say it, you know, we had to
talk about the disbelievers. That's why I automatically went on terrible.
Yeah, so that's that.
So it's a rhetorical question. It also, does it also mean that there's absolutely no way for anyone to get out of the day? It's absolutely going to happen.
It is absolutely going to happen. Mm-hmm. And not only is it going to happen, it's a big thing. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much. We're going to take our final break, and then we'll be back just after the break for the last piece of this episode. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we arrive on the final verse of chapter 82. We began by talking about the phenomenal things that happened just before the Day of Judgment, the accountability that will be there for all of us, and the different outcomes that the believers and disbelievers would have. Verse 19 describes it as a day when no soul will avail another soul in any way. And the command that day is with God. It's all about being empty-handed, all about being completely powerless on the Day of Judgment. And power is concentrated in one place, and that's God subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. I think we should have talked about the intercession part here. But anyway, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating this fact, that there is no contact, there is no, I know a guy, on the Day of Judgment. There, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that you will have no connections to other people, it's all that what you did. There, you have no right to say that, wait, I have, let me bring my father, let me bring my lawyer. You're your own lawyer over there. You try to get out of it, if you're good enough. Yet, al-amru lillah. The orders in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, thank all praise be to Allah. All praise be due to Allah. He showed us who he's going to give some kind of, you know, authority on that day.
Leverages, if you yeah. Leverages.
And that is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wasalam. When reciting these verses of Jahannam, one should have fear. At the same time, he should have hope. In reality, when we look at ourselves, we are nothing. When looking at ourselves, we understand that we are very sinful. We understand that we have nothing to put forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our souls are dirty. Who are we lying to? We're lying to ourselves. All our actions are known. The angels have written them down. But yet, at the same time, there's that hope that we could gain that intercession of the Prophet, of the Imam alayhum as-salam. Even more, the people that were close to the Imam alayhum as-salam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when reciting this verse, to help us reflect and ponder more about that fear, about that hope that we might have. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us on that day. Really, when reciting these surahs, these verses, these chapters, we need to keep in mind the importance of that day.
So, if our final destination is a place where everyone is powerless and all power is concentrated with God, and a few people have privileges which God has given to them, it completely makes sense for us to devote our entire life to God subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's where we're going to end, with Him. And to live in a way that pleases Him, and that we would have His satisfaction. If we have God's satisfaction in the world, it means that we have His satisfaction in the hereafter.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It was a joy talking to you, as always. Chapter 82 began by describing the events that occurred just before the Day of Judgment, the breaking of the sky opening, the sky splitting open. We talked about all the diversities, the changes, the signs of God's power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talked about how people will have different outcomes based on their deeds. And it's not so that everybody will end up in the same place, heaven or hell. No, people will be divided based on where they go. And there's no way to get out of it. The Day of Judgment is a day where we are utterly powerless, and we are left with nothing but our deeds and our beliefs. Thank you very much for being with us. This is the end of chapter 82. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
كل